is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, WWE fan. Stay tuned for Diva Eva Marie talking about a TV special to honor the troops. But as we move through the brunt of giving season, December accounts for about 18% of the year's annual charitable giving. The personal finance social network WalletHub today announced the creation of a new calculator that helps people determine if volunteering or working longer or donating cash would have a bigger impact on their favorite charity. Americans are charitable people, after all, with 65% of adults volunteering their time each year and 83% shelling out their hard-earned money, including more than $335 billion in donations a year ago. For example, the calculator reveals that rather than spending an hour volunteering, the average American could work a bit longer and be able to afford to make one of the following contributions: 7,207 meals for the 20% of children facing hunger in America, 2,197 children vaccinated against the measles, or 160 refugees receiving clean water for 1 year. You can get more information at wallethub.com/charity-calculator. Every year tells its own economic tale, and with 2014 drawing to a close, WalletHub also announces its economic predictions for 2015 in order to help consumers get a jump on next year's narrative. After all, foresight has the potential to produce massive returns when it comes to monetary concerns. So here's the quick rundown of the predictions from WalletHub based on conversations with a panel of leading economic and financial experts. Number 11, mobile banking will thrive. Number 10, entrepreneurship rates will rise slowly. Number 9, U.S. consumers will rack up at least $60 billion in credit card debt. Number 8, interest rates will remain near record lows despite a shift in Fed policy. Number 7, oil will fall to $50 a barrel. Number 6, home sales will post modest increases. Number 5, auto sales will top 17 million. Number 4, the prediction from WalletHub, the S&P 500 will hit 2,250. Number 3, wages will increase 3%. Number 2, unemployment will reach 5%. And number 1, the GDP growth will be roughly 3%. If you'd like to see the full report, visit wallethub.com/blog2015 economic predictions. The red-haired WWE diva, Eva Marie, is part of an NBC holiday special for the troops. Hey, Eva Marie, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Terrific. So the WWE tribute to the troops. Tell us about this.
NBC and WWE joined together to go and kind of just give thanks and appreciation to our troops. So it's just a show to really just bring up the morale and just show how much that we appreciate and support our troops. It's awesome. It's really amazing. And plus, for me, my father was a Marine, so I'm so grateful that WWE does so much stuff with the community that anything that I get to do with the troops is like, you know, it just touches my heart.
Now, how was this done? Did you travel to the different bases?
Yes. We got, you know, when we go and each of us, we kind of break up in, you know, groups of like 10 or so, and then we travel. Like, I went to Fort Benning, and we go and we just talk to the soldiers, you know, take pictures, interact with them, and then we put on a show for them at their base that night.
And I'm sure that the soldiers love meeting you.
You know what? I always hope so. Absolutely. I try to bring, you know, I try to bring the heat, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I know what you're saying, and I'm sure you do.
Of course.
What kind of questions do you get from the troops?
You know what? A lot of troops, they since they do, their wives watch Total Divas, so they kind of, you know, say that that's their guilty pleasure as well. And they know that my father was a Marine. So, you know what? I get a lot of questions about my dad. So it's really cool. And I get to just kind of show them how much I appreciate them. And so it's pretty awesome.
It will be available on demand anytime, right?
And it will be on our WWE network as well. So you can, you know, you can watch it on there as well as previous Raws, pay-per-views, Total Divas, and anything else on that.
The fact that the troops are away from their families in many cases is kind of heartbreaking for some people to deal with at the holiday season, but how do the troops handle it?
You know what? The troops, honestly, it gives them something to look forward to, and they are, seriously, I've never seen kind of a base just fill with so much like love and energy and just joy, because you know it is holiday season and a lot of people, whether you're in the military service or not, you know, people, holiday times are hard. So anything that we can do as, you know, superstars and divas to kind of just bring smiles and love to a military base is awesome. And like the response that we get from the troops is outstanding.
I'm sure you do a lot of signing of photos of you that you bring, huh?
Absolutely. We definitely, you know, give some keepsakes for the troops and so that they can give to, you know, wives, kids, family members as well.
Or just keep for themselves and put it in their locker.
Hey, you know what? That's even better.
So tell us, how did you become a WWE diva?
I'm from the West Coast. I am originally from the Bay Area, but I moved and finished college in Southern California. So after I graduated, got my bachelor's degree, I moved to Los Angeles. And they were holding a diva search, WWE diva search. And I was an athlete my entire life, so I remember calling my parents and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my dream job, because not only do you have to be athletic, but you get to do so many things for your community. And then of course you get to get dolled up, you know, rock red carpet. So you get, it's basically the entire package. So I went to my first audition and there was a ton of girls. And then I luckily got, you know, a call back to a second one. And then the third one was lights, camera, action, where you're in front of, you know, Triple H and you know, kind of the big dogs that actually make the decision. And then they narrow it down there and they put you in. My last callback was to see if you can handle the ring, anything, all the physicality inside the ring. And my first day of that tryout, I fell in love and I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then that was for a month. And then I got my developmental contract to, you know, be a WWE diva. And then after that is when I had to audition as for Total Divas as well.
Hmm. And you had a match against Maria Menounos?
Yes, that was my first match ever in my life. And it was very fun. I was with the twins, and it was versus Maria and Maddie at Staples Center. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I think you could probably just pick her up and throw her out of the ring, can't you?
Pretty much, yes, but she does a very good job, and she loves the sport, and she has very much high respect for everybody in WWE, so she's a good sport.
And I got to ask you, what did you get your degree in when you graduated from college?
I got my degree in business management, and then I minored in human resource.
So, all right, so it comes in handy.
Yeah, it does, absolutely.
And what's your plan for 2015? What's on your agenda?
Oh, I'm bringing the heat. I can't wait to get in the ring, have more matches, and I'm going after that Divas title 100%. So Nikki Bella better watch out.
Uh-oh, look out.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have to do to prepare for that? What do you have to achieve?
Well, you know, it's constant hard work. You know, you're on the road a good significant amount of time. So, you know, you're constantly doing live events and then just getting your reps in because I am so brand new. So basically, I just have to keep showing the bosses that I want this.
All right. And any New Year's resolutions from a diva?
You know what's funny? I was telling my husband last night because he's very organized. Like everything for him is like from his shirt to his pants to the way he keeps his car is just very, very organized. And since I'm gone a lot of the time, when I come home, I just kind of like drop my suitcase and that's how it's going to be until I have to go back at it to pack again. And my upstairs, my closet area and stuff is kind of just a fiasco. So my New Year's resolution really is I am going to try and keep everything in a specific spot where I know exactly where it is. So when I, like, you know, take off a sweatshirt, okay, I'm going to put it right back to that specific drawer. So it's not this crazy, chaotic mess when I'm looking for something. That's my New Year's resolution.
And how does your husband feel about you being a WWE diva?
He loves it. I have the best support system. Him and my family, I couldn't really be blessed with anything better. He's amazing. And if any, like, whatever I want, he supports. So he knows that I love this job. And so he's been with me since the very, very beginning, before I got my developmental deal or anything like that. So he was right there with me during my tryout and kind of saw how, because it's very grueling and my sport was soccer. So for me, learning things in the ring was very foreign. So he saw how much I fell in love with the sport and then how bad I wanted it. So he was just my encouragement and kept pushing me.
And now, is he a wrestler too?
No, he is not.
He's an accountant.
No, actually, I mean, he has his MBA. He worked for Blizzard, that gaming company, before he moved out with me to Florida. But now he's a sponsored athlete himself in CrossFit.
You sound like a lovely young lady, and I'm so glad you're out there entertaining the troops and visiting them and cheering them up for the holiday. So, Eva Marie, thank you so much, and we'll look for the WWE's Tribute to the Troops on NBC.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
With the WWE's diva, Eva Marie, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.